This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 12, 2021, the 212th anniversary of the birth of President Abraham Lincoln. I'm Rick Moore. The Associated Press is reporting that some people in Massachusetts are offering rides and even money for a chance to take advantage of a state rule that allows those who accompany people age 75 and older to a coronavirus vaccination appointment to get a shot at the same time. But the rash of online ads from people looking to cut the vaccination line drew a stern rebuke from Governor Charlie Baker, who warned against offers of help from complete strangers. The governor is quoted as saying, "If you're contacted by somebody soliciting to take you to a site, please report it to the authorities. Seniors should only accept help from someone they trust." Many senior centers in the state are offering help. Some officials called on the Republican governor to put the vaccine companion program on hold. Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell is quoted as saying, "While it may have been well-meaning, it took less than 24 hours for this new state policy to be abused." Democratic State Representative Stephen Owens said a group of lawmakers have urged Baker to pause the program, noting that he saw an ad from someone offering $250 to drive an eligible resident to a vaccination site. City of Beverly is reporting that the Beverly Council on Aging has set up a vaccine hotline for the Phase 2, Priority 1 group of age 75 and older. Beverly residents that are currently eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. If you are age 75 or older and have questions about how to sign up for the vaccine or need assistance making an appointment to receive the vaccine, please follow the instructions about to be announced. Dial 978-921-6017. Again, that's 978-921-6017. Press 1 at the automated menu. Leave a clear message with your name and best contact information, and the team at the Beverly Council on Aging will return your call within 24 hours during business hours. Please note that they're asking that older adults that are not yet eligible to receive the vaccine, that's under the age of 75, refrain from calling the vaccine hotline at this time so they can prioritize the age group that is immediately being affected. Dustin Lucas reporting in today's Salem News. It remains to be seen whether the third time's the charm. Thrice attempted in 3 years. Mayor Kim Driscoll has filed an ordinance with the City Council to broaden rules governing accessory dwelling units in Salem. Targeting the city's existing in-law apartment bylaws, the proposal would allow homeowners to build small apartments within the walls of their home that can be rented to anyone. Current rules limit the apartments for use by relatives and caregivers only. And once the apartment is no longer needed, it must be destroyed. The third attempt on the ordinance came before the council in three parts Thursday night. They were all referred out of the body for future meetings, with the main ordinance facing a joint public hearing with the planning board and the other two going to the city council's ordinance committee. Much more on this story in today's Salem News. Michael Cronin reports in today's Gloucester Times. Looking to get some takeout at Lobster Land Restaurant off Route 128 in Gloucester this weekend? Well, don't be surprised when you take exit 55 instead of exit 12. The work was to start Thursday between 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. to change the exit numbers on Route 128 from Gloucester to Peabody, according to the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. The exits subject to change are between exit 12 at Crafts Road in Gloucester, now to be known as exit 55, and exit 28 southbound at the Interstate 95 junction, which will be changed to exit 37. Mile markers start in Canton, as Route 128 is considered a secondary designation to I-95 as a whole. When heading southbound, drivers will now see exit numbers decreasing rather than increasing. Much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Michael Cronin. Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, outside or maybe even indoor dining, Kate Fox of Destination Salem has some advice for you.
So last weekend, Salem So Sweet had the ice sculpture installations around town, and we had 17 ice sculptures this year, which isn't as many as we have in a normal year, but exceeded our expectations in a year when a lot of businesses have been struggling. So the sculptures are all sponsored by local businesses, and they were installed on Saturday morning, and the illumination is Saturday night. So this is the 19th year for Salem So Sweet. We weren't able to have the chocolate and wine tasting that usually kicks it off because of the COVID restrictions, and we look forward to that coming back in the future. But we did have the ice sculptures, and a lot of businesses are offering promotions and special menu items and shopping deals, just to encourage people to do their Valentine's Day shopping and dining locally. As you mentioned, the governor announced a change to the restrictions for indoor capacity limits, so restaurants can have up to 40% capacity, and we did see a lot of people who are comfortable dining indoors taking to the restaurants this past weekend, and we expect that to continue. And if you're not comfortable dining indoors, we have a great list of restaurants that are providing takeout and curbside pickup on salem.org.
That is Kate Fox of Destination Salem. With MSO News Sports, this has been North Shore Today.